Pozdrav svima. Drago mi je da smo se skupili. Danas imamo brata Ljuboša s nama i brata Željka i brata Patrika. Možda na početku da se pomolimo, ako brat Željko se može pomoliti za nas. Ako dođeš tu, tu je mikrofon.
Amen. Bože, hvala ti što smo se mogli skupiti zajedno na ovom mjestu. Bože, hvala ti što se možemo vidjeti posle dužeg vremena. Bože, blagoslovi svakog jednoga koji je ovdje prisutan. Bože, neka bi čuo od tebe, Bože, što ti želiš da mu kažeš. Neka bi to poneo sa sobom kad izađe sa ovog mjesta. Bože, blagoslovi službe, pevanje i propovedanje tvoje reči. Bože, blagoslovi svaku dušu koja je na ovom mjestu. Tvojom imenu. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. made no introduction, so please, okay, if you can a little bit. So nisam pravio uvod, pa brat može malo da se predstavi i napravi kratki uvod.
Okay, so God bless you this evening.
Neka Bog večeras blagoslovi.
It's really a privilege for us to be here.
I zaista je privilegija biti ovdje.
And it's precious always when the believers gather together.
I uvijek je dragoceno to vrijeme kad se vjernici skupe zajedno.
It doesn't matter about the places, continents.
Nije bitno da koje je to mjesto, koji kontinent.
Or even how many people gather together.
I čak ni koliko se ljudi skupilo zajedno.
Because our Lord said when two or three are gathered together.
Jer naš Gospod kaže ako se dvoje ili troje skupi zajedno.
In His name, He is in their midst.
I njegovo ime, On je među njima.
So may God richly bless you.
Neka Bog obilno blagoslovi.
And the first time that I'm here.
Prvi put da sam tu.
And I met Brother Jonathan just about a month ago.
Brata Jonathan sam upoznao prije mjesec dana.
And I really enjoyed meeting him and his wife.
Bilo mi je drago što sam sreo njega i njegovu ženu kod nas kući.
How we met before in Vrdnik.
Sreli smo se prije na kampu u Vrdniku.
But maybe we didn't even speak.
Ali možda nismo razgovarali.
So and we had a fellowship and he was telling me all this work that you are trying to do.
Imali smo zajedništvo i on mi je govorio o tome koliko se vi trudite na tom poslu koji vi radite.
And I was really glad to hear about those things.
I bilo mi je drago da čujem o tim stvarima.
Because I can see that he has it on his heart.
Ja vidim da on to ima na svom srcu.
And I believe that the Lord placed the word on his heart to share it with the people.
I vjerujem da Gospod na njegovo srce stavio određenu riječ da to podijeli s ljudima.
And you know that's the greatest occupation.
I znate, to je najveći posao.
Because that the greatest thing there is in the world.
Jer najveća stvar koja na svijetu postoji.
That's the revealed word that God sent in his hour.
To je otkrivena riječ koju je Bog poslao u ovom času.
And it's so precious.
I ne, tako dragocjena.
That can you imagine that people don't know where to go.
Jer možete zamisliti, ljudi ne znaju kamo da idu.
They are lost in sin.
Izgubljeni su u grijehu.
In the darkness.
U tami.
And we have a secret writing of how to get out of it.
A mi imamo tajno pismo koje nam govori kako da izađemo iz toga.
You see, the revealed word is the open door.
Ja vidite, otkrivena riječ, ona je ta otvorena vrata.
So we are thankful for the message of the hour through Brother Branham.
I zahvalni smo za poruku ovog vremena Brata Branhama.
And as I said, I'm glad about the sharing of the word with the other different people all around this country and others, Brother Jonathan does.
Da, sretan sam za ovo što mi širimo poruku ovdje u ovoj zemlji, okolo, u susjednim zemljama.
So I really appreciate it and I really like to hear the testimonies about how the people are coming to this precious message.
Da, i zaista to volim i uživam u tim svjedočanstvima kad čujem kako ljudi dolaze u poruku.
So because we know that we won't be long here,
znamo da ovdje nećemo biti dugo.
It's really the last hour.
Zaista je zadnji čas.
The last age and the last hours of that age.
Zadnja doba i zadnji časovi tog trenutci tog doba.
Even we could say last minutes or seconds.
Čak bi mogli reći zadnje minute ili sekunde.
And you know, in the few seconds in God's eyes, it can be few years in our eyes.
Kod Boga nekoliko sekundi, to kod nas može biti nekoliko godina.
So, but we know that until the last one comes, we'll still be here.
Znamo dok zadnji ne uđe, mi ćemo još uvijek ostati ovdje.
So that's also what's on my heart to share with this precious word, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ in this hour.
I to ono što je također i na mom srcu, da ovu dragocjenu riječ, poruku proširim i dijelim ljudima.
That's also what I want to share with you.
I to ono što bih htio podijeliti s vama.
And I was glad to meet part of the family of all of you, Lerga family.
Bilo mi je drago da sam sreo dio vaše obitelji, Lergovi.
It's very nice to meet the believers.
Lijepo je sresti vjernike.
And to see the brothers and the sisters all nicely dressed, you know, the Christian family. Also good to see and good to have fellowship with.
Lijepo je vidjeti, imati zajedništvo sa kršćanskom obitelji, pristojno obučenom.
And yeah, maybe I don't know, maybe a little bit to say about myself because I'm here for the first time.
Možda da kažem malo nešto o sebi, jer sam ovdje prvi put.
But I don't like to speak about myself.
Ali ne volim govoriti samo o sebi.
So just very shortly
vrlo kratko.
And I came to the Lord in 98.
No, došao sam ka Gospodu i obratio sam se 98.
So it's about 13 years ago.
13,
yes.
Znači prije 13 godina.
And actually I came just directly from the world.
Zapravo sam došao direktno iz svijeta.
We were Catholics, the family, but just nominal.
A bili smo katolici, ali samo tako znali katolici.
And I never liked really much that kind of religion. No.
I takva religija mi se nikad baš nije puno sviđala.
But before I was converted in 1998,
ali prije nego što sam se 98. obratio,
I some year or 2 years ago, I had just some pull that I didn't understand. What was it?
2-3 godine prije toga imao sam nešto me vuko, a nisam baš to razumio.
And I was praying my own way and was searching for something real.
Molio sam se na neki svoj način i tražio nešto što je stvarno.
But you know, at that time my God was music.
A u to vrijeme moj Bog je bila muzika.
And we know that music comes from God.
I znamo da muzika dolazi od Boga.
Not all music comes from God, of course.
Ali naravno ne sva muzika.
99% of the world music is from the devil.
I možda 99% svjetovne glazbe je od đavola.
Because only the believers can really make the real music.
Da, jedino pravi vjernici mogu stvarati pravu muziku.
But that was for me. I was searching my rest in the music.
Ja, tražio sam svoj počinak u muzici.
And it never really satisfied me.
I zaista me nikad nije zadovoljilo to.
But it seemed like things are going better and better for me.
Ali činilo je, gledalo je kao da mi stvari idu sve bolje i bolje.
In accomplishing my plans, my ambitions.
Da nekako ispunim svoje planove i ambicije.
But I thought, oh, this was in year 1998, this year is going to be very special. I felt it in my heart. This will be really, I will accomplish my plan.
But
what happened? The Lord Jesus came into my heart that year.
And
that was the change. That was the special year for me.
Posebna godina za mene.
And he brought me to the message of the hour.
I doveo me do poruke ovog vremena.
Right after 2 weeks that I repented.
Nakon 2 tjedna sam se pokajao.
And it took, of course, some time to see that message is the absolute.
I trebalo neko vrijeme da uistinu vidim da je poruka zaista apsolutna.
Maybe after 1 year after my conversion, I read that was. After that year, I was really converted, really, to the message of the hour.
Znači, godinu dana, nakon svog obraćenja, zaista sam se obratio na pravi način u poruku ovog časa.
And since that time, I'm still learning.
I od onda, od tog trenutka nadalje stalno učim.
I'm still learning to walk with the Lord Jesus.
Učim kako hoditi s Gospodom Isusom.
And the more I know him,
i što ga više upoznam,
the more I know how little I know him.
Sve više znam da ga malo poznam.
The first year when I was converted,
prve godine kad sam se obratio,
after about 1 year, I thought, my, I know so many things, that's wonderful.
Nakon godinu dana mislio sam, pa znam toliko puno stvari, to je stvarno divno.
Now when I look back,
i sad kad pogledam unatrag,
I still know him so little.
Još uvijek ga poznam tako malo.
And yet, I got to know so many things after I thought I know something.
A ipak sam puno toga naučio nakon što sam mislio da puno toga znam.
Because that word cannot perish, you know, it cannot vapor, you know.
Jer riječ ne može nestati, ne može ispariti.
It's still better and better.
Stalno je sve bolja i bolja.
When I go back to the same messages and read it all over again and listen to it again.
Kad uzmem iste propovjede, čitam ih i slušam ih ponovo i iznova.
It's strange, but it's still better and better.
Neobično, ali stalno su sve bolje i bolje.
And the Bible, for me, it became a new Bible.
I za mene je Biblija postala nova Biblija.
Because the message of the hour,
je poruka ovog vremena,
that are glasses to the Bible.
To su naše naočale da s njima gledamo u Bibliju.
There was one brother, it was a denominational brother, he said to another brother that is preaching this message.
Jedan brat je denominacijski rekao jednom drugom bratu koji propovijeda ovu poruku.
And he told me, he told him, brother, how can you say, what's greater than this Bible?
Kako možeš reći, što je to veće od ove Biblije?
The Bible is enough for us.
Biblija nam je dovoljna.
And he said, this Bible is the way to heaven.
Iako je ova Biblija je put za nebo.
And that brother was thinking, what to tell him?
I brat je taj razmišljao, pa šta da mu kažem?
You have some wisdom, you know, to answer.
Morate imati mudrost da bi mu odgovorili.
Because and a thought came to him.
Pala mu je na pamet misao. Yeah.
That brother said, the Bible is the way and this is the map to heaven.
Rekao, ova Biblija je put i to je karta za nebo.
And when he said the map,
i kad je rekao karta,
he got the answer.
Dobio odgovor.
He told him, but brother,
rekao je, brate,
about this age it is written that the darkness will be on the people.
Rečeno je da će za ovo doba mrak ili mrklina biti nad narodima.
And the darkness will be on the whole earth.
I da će prekrivati cijelu zemlju.
And he said, how can you read the map without lights?
Kaže, kako bi mogao pročitati kartu bez da ima svjetlo?
You see, the message of the hour is the light.
Vidite, poruka ovog časa je svjetlo.
To really see what's in the Bible.
Da zaista vidimo što je u Bibliji.
So, the people in denominations that refuse the prophet,
ljudi u denominacijama koji odbacuju proroka,
they read the Bible but they don't see what's written there.
Čitaju Bibliju, ali ne vide šta je unutra zapisano.
Because they're in darkness.
Jer su u tami.
And this is the light.
A ovo je svjetlo.
And it is said, walk in the light.
I rečeno je da hodimo u svjetlu.
And if you walk in the light,
i ako hodite u svjetlu,
then the blood of Jesus Christ onda cleanses you from all sin.
Onda vas krv Isusa Krista čisti od svih grijeha.
We have fellowship with one another.
Imamo zajedništvo jedni s drugima.
We cannot have fellowship with one another in the darkness.
Ne možemo imati zajedništvo jedni s drugima u tami.
Only in the light.
Samo u svjetlu.
And so the cleansing by the blood is only in the light for the hour.
I čišćenje krvlju je samo u svjetlu za ovo vrijeme.
It is hard thing to say, but that's what the scripture says.
To je grubo da reći, ali to je ono što pismo kaže.
Amen. So, okay, you know, you see, I start to speak my testimony and then I start to preach. So, okay, I think it's better to preach than to speak about ourselves. I'm really glad, you know, what I can testify of is the grace of our dear Lord.
Ono o čemu bi mogao svjedočiti, to je milost našeg dragog Gospoda.
He's been helping me through all those years, and just as I believe he's been helping you also.
Pomagao mi je sve ove godine, kao što vjerujem da pomaže vama također.
And so we are still in the great fight.
Još uvijek smo u velikoj borbi.
But we already know that the victory is ours.
Ali već znamo da je pobjeda naša.
So all the fight is about just to overcome, and
Amen.
We know the result already.
A bitka je da pobjedimo, a već znamo rezultat.
Amen.
Amen.
So, do you love the Lord?
Da volite Gospoda.
Do you love His Word?
Da volite njegovu riječ.
Okay, so let's go into His Word.
Otvorimo njegovu riječ.
I'd like to read, when you can stand, we would read from the book of Romans.
Htio bih da pročitamo iz Rimljana.
Chapter 8.
Osmo poglavlje.
You know, when a preacher comes here, the task or the work of the preacher is not to tell everything he knows.
Kad znate kad propovjednik dođe, njegov zadatak nije da kaže sve što zna.
It is to help the people.
Nego da pomogne ljudima.
So I pray that the right thing that you need now would be said.
Tako ja se molim da će biti rečena prava stvar koju sada trebate.
Amen. So we want to read one scripture, is Romans 8.
Rimljanima 8.
I would read from the verse 1 to 4.
Od prvog do četvrtog stiha.
In the name of the Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
Sad dakle nema više nikakve osude onima koji su u Kristu Isusu. Koji ne hode po tijelu, nego koji hode po duhu.
Yeah, you can read the brother to till the end of the verse 4. Okay? Just in first.
Jer zakon duha života u Kristu Isusu oslobodi me od zakona grijeha i smrti. Doista ono što je bilo nemoguće zakonu, jer je zbog tijela bio nemoćan, ostvario je Bog, poslao je radi grijeha svoga vlastitog sina u obliču griješnog tijela i osudio grijeh u tijelu, da bi se u nama koji ne živimo po tijelu nego po duhu ispunio pravedni zahtjev zakona.
Amen.
Amen.
So, to walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
Da ne hodimo po tijelu nego po duhu.
The first verse says, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Prvi stih kaže, nema osuda onima koji su u Kristu Isusu.
Amen. So I want to speak about the unconditional covenant.
Tako želim govoriti o bezuvjetnom savezu.
The unconditional covenant.
Savez bez uvjeta.
Let's bow our heads.
Pognimo glave.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you in Jesus Christ's name.
Dragi nebeski Oče, zahvaljujemo ti u ime Isusa Krista.
That we could gather here around your word.
Da se možemo skupiti ovdje oko tvoje riječi.
That we can just open our hearts for your voice that you speak through your spirit to the church in this age, Lord.
Da možemo otvoriti svoja srca za tvoj glas kroz duha koji ti govoriš za ovo doba.
Father, we are here not to see ourselves, to see one another, but to meet you, Lord Jesus.
I ovdje smo ne da se susretnemo jedni s drugima, nego da sretnemo tebe.
Father, help us that all the hindrances would be put away.
Pomozi nam da sve prepreke budu uklonjene.
That anything that the devil tries to put between us and you, Father, that it would be just cast away.
Da sve što đavo pokušava staviti između nas i tebe, da to bude odbačeno u stranu.
May you take the control over the whole congregation, or the whole service, Lord.
Uzmi kontrolu nad cijelom službom, Gospode.
Take the control over our spirits.
Uzmi kontrolu nad našim duhovima.
And may you receive glory from this place, Lord.
Neka bi primio slavu s ovog mjesta.
Bless your word as we read it.
Blagoslovi svoju riječ, mi smo je pročitali.
Bless our ears, Father, that we will hear from you.
Blagoslovi naše uši da čujemo od tebe.
And help me to step out of the way that you could speak to your blessed people, Lord.
Pomozi mi da se ja maknem u stranu da ti možeš govoriti svom blagoslovenom narodu.
Bless everyone here, Lord Jesus.
Blagoslovi svakoga ovdje, Gospode Isuse.
Thank you for my brothers and sisters here.
Zahvaljujem ti za braću i sestre ovdje.
Bless them in Jesus Christ's name.
Blagoslovi ih u ime Isusa Krista.
And all them that together with them, Lord.
I sve koji se skupljaju s njima.
In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
U ime Isusa Krista, amen.
Amen. May be seated.
Amen. Možete sjesti.
Amen. Okay, so just directly to the subject.
Idemo odmah na temu.
I hope it won't be too long. Sometimes it's a problem for me.
Nadam se da neće biti dugo, ponekad mi je to problem.
Because when we go to a certain subject in the word,
kad uđemo u određenu temu u riječi,
it's never separated.
Ona nikad nije odvojena.
It's always connected with the rest of the Bible.
I uvijek je povezana sa ostatkom Biblije.
So you go there and it leads you there and there.
Ja, uđeš u nju, ali to odvede dalje i dalje.
And so, and I really love it to just bath in the word.
Ja zaista volim uživati, utopiti se u riječi.
So may the Lord help us to get the meaning.
Neka bi nam Gospod pomogao da uhvatimo značenje.
So, you know, we are under a covenant.
Znate da smo mi pod savezom.
And the covenant is not some paper.
A savez nije nekakav papir.
It can be represented by a paper.
Njega može predstavljati nekakav papir.
But the main thing is what is behind the paper.
A ono što je glavno je ono što je iza papira.
It is the meaning.
A to je to značenje.
The paper only represents something.
Papir samo nešto predstavlja.
And the covenant, when it is made,
i savjet kad je sklopljen,
it is not just some accident.
To nije neka slučajnost.
It happens just for a purpose.
Nego se događa radi svrhe.
And there had to be two parts just meeting together to make a covenant.
Moraju biti dvije strane koje se susretnu da bi napravile savjet.
And the covenant also is not some trial, you know, just some, okay, let's try this and try this.
Savez nije neki pokušaj, ajmo pokušati ovo, ajmo pokušati ono.
There is something that is purposely done and it is written in the covenant.
Postoji nešto što je sa svrhom napravljeno i zapisano u savezu.
Something that is inside the covenant must unveil.
Nešto što je unutar saveza što se mora otkriti.
And sometimes it takes a time when it unveils.
I ponekad je potrebno vrijeme da se to otkrije.
But it's already in the covenant.
Ali to se već nalazi u savezu.
The covenant is also not a worthless document.
I savez nije neki bezvrijedan dokument.
It has a really high price in the eyes of the both sides, sign the covenant.
Ima zaista veliku vrijednost u očima obe strane koje su potpisale za savez.
It's very important because if one of the sides will fail, it can really lose much.
Jer ako jedna strana iznevjeri, može zaista puno izgubiti.
So the covenant is also an assurance.
I savez je također sigurnost.
That when there are those both sides on the covenant,
da kad obe strane koje su potpisale savez,
and if there are some obligation of the other side to do,
ako postoje neke obaveze druge strane da ona to napravi,
so the other side has an assurance that the other side has to do this and this and this.
Ona druga strana ima sigurnost da ta druga strana mora napraviti ovo, ovo, ovo.
The other side doesn't need to worry, oh, is he able to do it or not, or will he have time or the abilities and this and this.
Druga strana se ne mora brinuti pa da li on to može, da li ima vremena, da li ima sposobnosti itd. itd.
The other side that just doesn't care about it.
Drugu stranu nije briga za to.
And we know that in the natural, with the covenants,
znamo
da prije contracts,
kad se potpiše ugovor ili savez,
you can really doubt about the other side that he's able to do it.
Možete sumnjati da li druga strana to zaista može ispuniti.
But you don't need to doubt about God fulfilling his promise.
Ali ne morate sumnjati u tome da će Bog ispuniti svoje obećanje.
Because he always fulfills his promises.
Jer on uvijek ispunjava svoje obećanje.
There is only one obligation actually.
I postoji zapravo samo jedna obaveza.
There is only one thing that can hinder fulfill the promise.
Postoji samo jedna stvar koja može spriječiti da se obećanje ne ispuni.
And that's your unbelief.
A to je vaša nevjera.
If you don't believe the promise,
ako ne vjerujete obećanje,
it will never happen with you.
Ono se nekad neće ispuniti za vas.
But it will happen with someone that believes.
Ali će se ispuniti kod nekog drugoga ko
vjeruje. But I believe we are gathered together here as believers.
I vjerujem da smo se ovdje mi skupili mi kao vjernici.
So we want to believe all the word.
I želimo vjerovati svu riječ.
And when we believe the word, we actually quicken the word.
I zapravo kad vjerujemo riječ, mi zapravo oživimo riječ.
We quicken it to the fulfillment.
Oživimo je da se ona ispuni.
Brother Branham said,
i Brother Branham kaže,
that only the believers can quicken the word of God.
Samo vjernici mogu oživjeti Božju riječ.
And even the word of God is so supreme,
i Božja riječ je toliko iznad svega,
that he said even that even the unbelief will not hinder God.
Čak kaže da čak i nevjera neće spriječiti Boga.
So even when the people will not believe,
pa čak i kad ljudi neće vjerovat,
it doesn't mean that they are able to defeat and to cancel the God's promise.
To ne znači da oni mogu prekinuti i obrisati Božja obećanja.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God has a way how to lead the people in faith.
Bog ima način kako da povede ljude u vjeru.
And that faith will bring the promises to pass.
I ta će vjera dovesti obećanja da se ispune.
Amen.
Amen.
So that assurance for the believer now, the covenant.
I ta sigurnost ili savjet za vjernika.
It is also a proof.
To je također dokaz.
When you have a covenant, you have a proof.
Kad imate savjet, imate dokaz.
You have a claim for something.
Imate pravo na nešto.
So you don't need to doubt about it, you don't need to worry.
I ne morate sumnjati oko toga, ne morate se brinuti.
Even in the natural,
čak i u prirodnom.
But how many times in the spiritual people do it?
A koliko puta u duhovnom ljudi to rade?
Oh, is God able to do this? Is he able to heal me?
Da li Bog može učiniti ovo, da me može iscijeliti?
Is he able to deliver me from fear, from doubt, from depression?
Da li me može osloboditi od straha, od sumnje, od depresije?
Oh, is this sickness not too much for him?
Nije li ova bolest previše za njega?
But brother and sister, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Ali braće i sestre, zar ima ništa preteškoga za Gospoda?
There is nothing too hard for him.
Za njega nema ništa što je preteško.
So he is just ready.
Tako on je spreman.
There is only faith that brings him on the scene.
I samo je vjera ta koja ga dovodi na scenu.
Amen. Amen. The covenant is in your hands.
A savez je u vašim rukama.
So the covenant is assurance.
Ta sigurnost saveza.
We know that God always made covenant with his people.
Znamo da je Bog uvijek sa svojim narodom radio savez.
There are actually in the Bible we see seven covenants.
U Bibliji zapravo vidimo sedam saveza.
We don't go to details now.
Nećemo sad ulaziti u detalje.
But you can see in the Bible there is Edenic covenant, it was innocence.
Vidite, u Bibliji Edenski savjet, bila je to nevinost.
Then there was Adamic covenant with Adam. There was
savjet s Adamom.
Covenant with Abraham.
Savjet s Abrahamom.
Or with Noah first, Abraham, then Moses.
Sa Noom, pa s Abrahamom, sa Mojsijem.
Then with Israel.
Onda sa Izraelom.
And then the promise even for the Gentiles.
Onda čak i obećanje za pogane.
So there are seven covenants actually.
Zapravo sedam savjeta.
But people usually they look and okay they see two covenants.
Inače kad pogleda Bibliju vide dva savjeta.
Old Testament and New Testament.
Stari i Novi Zavjet.
But there are seven covenants in the Bible.
Ali u Bibliji postoji sedam savjeta.
But we have to recognize now which covenant is now valid.
Ali znači mi moramo prepoznati koji savjet je sada vrijedan.
Some say, okay, the Old Testament is not valid, now the New Covenant is now valid.
Neki kažu, okay, the Stari Zavjet više ne vrijedi, sad vrijedi Novi Zavjet.
Okay, then I ask, what is the New Covenant?
Onda postavljam pitanje, a šta je Novi Zavjet?
Because we take all the Christian denominations,
jer uzmemo sve kršćanske denominacije,
which there are about, maybe, I think, more than 900,
kojih postoje sigurno, ja mislim, više.
There were 900 of them in the time of Brat Abraham.
U vrijeme Brata Abrahama bilo ih je 900.
So, and they all quote New Covenant, the New Testament.
I sve one citiraju Novi Savjet, odnosno Novi Zavjet.
So we want to really see what is the New Covenant.
Ako želimo vidjeti što je to Novi Savjet.
This covenant that God made with his people,
ovaj savjet koji Bog sklopio sa svojim narodom,
the covenant we want to speak about,
savjet za koje mi želimo
is the unconditional covenant.
To je bezuvjetan savjet.
So now we know what covenant is.
Tako znamo sada što je to savjet.
So now we see it's unconditional.
I vidimo da je on bezuvjetan.
So it means it has nothing to do with you.
Tako to znači da to nema nikakve veze sa vama.
It doesn't mean that God is asking you, okay, if you will do this, I will do this.
To ne znači da Bog kaže u redu, ako ti napraviš ovo, ja ću napraviti ovo.
If you obey, okay, I will give you this.
Ako poslušaš, ja ću ti dati ovo.
That was a law covenant.
To je bio savez zakona.
And God saw that a man is not able to fill it, to fulfill it.
Bog je vidio da čovjek nije sposoban da ga drži ili ispuni.
So God made a new covenant.
Tako Bog je sklopio novi savez.
And the type of our covenant is typed in Abraham.
I tip našeg saveza je se nalazi u Abrahamu.
Where he just said to Abraham, I make covenant with you.
Je rekao Abrahamu, sklapam savez s tobom.
And I gave you already this land.
I već sam ti dao ovu zemlju.
I don't ask you to fulfill something.
Ne tražim od tebe da ti ispuniš neke uvjete.
But I gave you already this land.
Jer već sam ti dao ovu zemlju.
And I will give you a seed and your seed will just possess the gate of the enemy.
I daću ti potomstvo i tvoje će potomstvo zaposjeti vrata neprijatelja.
And your seed will live in this land.
I svoje će potomstvo živjeti u ovoj zemlji.
So, even the Abraham could not take a breath, you know, just God spoke it and everything was included there.
Nije Abraham imao ništa, Bog je to rekao i sve je bilo u tome uključeno.
So, and brother, this was in Old Testament.
A to je bilo u Starom Zavjetu.
And that was grace covenant.
I to je bilo savjet milosti.
And I'm a real believer in grace.
Ja uistinu vjerujem u milost.
Brother Abraham said,
Abraham kaže,
all my makeup is grace of God.
Amen. Sve što, od čega sam sačinjen je Božja milost.
That's the makeup not only only for the sisters but also for the brothers.
Znači, to nije ista je riječ na, kao i za šminku na engleskom taj.
That makeup is grace of God.
To je Božja milost od čega smo mi sačinjeni.
That's all our clothing.
To je sva naša odjeća.
Because this is unconditional covenant.
Je to bezuvjetan savjet.
There are no merits actually that you can do for it.
Nema nikakvih zasluga koje vi možete napraviti za to.
Because he said in his word,
kaže u svojoj riječi,
maybe we can read it in Romans, I think it's Romans 5.
U Rimljanima 5, to možemo pročitati.
Is verse chapter 5 verse 6.
Po poglavlje 6 stih.
For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
Krist je naime dok smo još bili slabi umro u pravo vrijeme za nas bezbožnike.
You see, we were ungodly and he died for us.
Vidite, bili smo bezbožnici, a on je umro za nas.
So no merit.
Tako nema zasluga.
And verse 10 says,
Deseti kaže,
for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son.
Jer ako smo izmireni s Bogom smrću njegova sina dok smo još bili neprijatelji.
You see, we were already reconciled when we were enemies.
Amen.
Vidite, već smo bili izmireni kad smo bili neprijatelji.
So we were reconciled before even we were born.
Ako bili smo izmireni prije nego što smo rođeni.
So, where are your merits?
Gdje su vaše zasluge?
Where is your obedience that will pay the price? Oh, now I can be a believer.
Gdje je tu vaša poslušnost koja će platiti cijenu? Pa sad mogu.
There's nothing, it's totally grace of God.
Nema ničega, to je u potpunosti Božja milost.
And he says, when we were reconciled then,
kaže kad smo onda bili izmireni,
then much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Mnogo ćemo sigurnije veći izmireni spasiti novim životom.
And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Ali ne samo to, već se i ponosimo Bogu po našem gospodinu Isusu Kristu, po kome smo sada postigli izmirenje.
So, this is unconditional covenant.
Dakle, to je bezuvjetan savez.
It means he chose it.
To znači da je on to izabrao.
He wanted that this covenant would be unconditional.
I on je želio da ovaj savez bude bezuvjetan.
He didn't want to give you choice. You want to do something for it or not?
On nije htio da vama da izbora da li vi tu želite nešto napraviti u
tome
ili ne.
Do you know that one time he did it?
Znate da on je jednom to napravio.
In Exodus, when he was leading the people out of Egypt,
u Izlasku kad je izvodio ljude iz Egipta,
and there was a great test for the people of God.
Tamo je bio veliki test za Božji narod.
And they had a prophet in the land.
Imali su proroka u zemlji.
And God said, "Will you obey everything that God said?"
Bog je rekao, hoćete li poslušati sve što Bog kaže?
Now, take the picture now.
Pogledajte tu sliku.
They went out of Egypt by grace.
Izašli su iz Egipta po milost.
No merit.
Bez zasluga.
It was just the promise of the father Abraham for them, for his people.
To bilo obećanje oca Abrahama za njegov narod.
And because God remembered his promise, he sent the hand of God, which was Moses himself.
I budući da se Bog sjetio obećanja, poslao je Božju ruku, što je bio sam Moses.
So, the anointed prophet led them out of Egypt.
I pomazan ih je prorok izvadio iz Egipta.
There was no presence of God in Egypt.
I u Egiptu nije bilo Božje prisutnosti.
But God wanted the people to enter for them to the presence of God, to have fellowship with them.
Bog je želio da njegov narod ode u njegovu Božju prisutnost i da ima zajedništvo s Bogom.
That's why they had to go out of Egypt.
Zato su morali izaći iz Egipta.
And they went out of Egypt by grace.
Izašli su iz Egipta po milosti.
Before God made a covenant with them on Sinai by Moses,
i prije nego što Bog na Sinaju napravio savez s njima po Mojsiju,
which was the law,
što je bio zakon,
before that they had grace.
Prije toga imali su milost.
But then there was a great test for the people.
I onda je bio veliki test za narod.
And he asked them, will you obey all the words that the God spoke to you?
I on im je postavio pitanje, da li ćete poslušati sve riječi koje vam Bog rekao.
And you know what the people said?
I znate što su ljudi rekli?
They said yes.
Rekli su da.
Moses, we will obey every word that God said.
Mojsije, poslušat ćemo svaku riječ koju je Bog rekao.
And we will serve him and we will obey him and we will just fulfill everything.
Služit ćemo mu, poslušat ćemo, ispunit ćemo sve.
This was in Exodus 19.
U 19. poglavlju izlazi.
And the prophet of God said,
i Boži pravo kaže,
that was the greatest mistake they ever made.
To je bila najveća pogreška koju su oni ikad napravili.
What?
Ša?
Mistake?
Pogreška.
They said, we will believe everything, we will walk in it, we will obey every word that you said.
Rekli su, mi ćemo vjerovati sve, hodit ćemo tome i vjerovati svaku riječ koju si ti rekao.
That was the greatest mistake.
I to je bila velika pogreška, najveća.
Because then God had to give them law.
Jer im je onda Bog morao dati zakon.
And he knew they will not be able to fulfill it.
Znao je da oni neće moći ispuniti.
And they didn't.
Zakoni nisu uspjeli.
In that test they failed.
Na tom testu su pali.
Because they were supposed to say.
Jesu trebali reći.
Moses.
Mojsije.
for us to obey every word.
Da bi mi poslušali svaku riječ.
For us to walk in every word that God said.
I da bi mi hodili u svakoj riječi koju je Bog rekao.
Moses, we are not able to do that.
Mojsije, mi to nismo sposobni napraviti.
It's impossible, we are just human, we are weak.
Nemoguće, samo smo ljudi i slabi smo.
It had to be the grace of God that we would walk in it.
Amen. To mora nam biti Božja milost dana da hodimo u tome.
They were supposed to say this.
Trebali su reći to.
But only Moses said it.
Ali samo Mojsije.
One time he said, Lord, if you will not go before us, don't lead out us out from this place.
Rekao je, Bože, ako nećeš ići pred nama, nemoj nas voditi odavde.
Because he knew how the people were.
Jer on znao kakvi su ljudi.
But those people didn't know it.
Ali ti ljudi to nisu znali.
They thought they would be able to fulfill the word.
Mislili su da će moći ispuniti riječ.
Brothers and sisters, we are not able.
Braće i sestre, mi nismo sposobni.
First thing you have to recognize.
Prva stvar koju morate prepoznati.
You are a total failure.
Vi ste totalni gubitnik.
Every one of us.
Svatko od nas.
Every one of us is a total failure.
Svatko od nas je potpuni gubitnik.
We are not able to do anything.
Ne možemo napraviti ništa.
Isn't it exactly what the Lord Jesus said in John 15?
Ne, to je isto ono što je Isus rekao Ivanu 15.
He said, without me you can do nothing.
Rekao, bez mene ne možete učiniti ništa.
Nothing.
Ništa.
And even if you do something, it's still nothing.
I čak ako nešto napravite, to je dalje ništa.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he put it every all those that thing on the grace of God.
Jer on sve to oslonio na Božju milost.
He didn't put it on the arms of man.
Nije stavio ruke čovjeka.
So he wanted to be expressed.
I on se želio izraziti.
That's why people had to fail.
Zato su ljudi morali iznevjeriti.
That Christ, the Redeemer, would be glorified.
Amen. A Kristo, kupitelj, bude proslavljen.
Because if you are able to walk in the word,
jer ako možete hoditi u riječi,
then you are glorified.
Onda ste vi proslavljeni.
And not him.
A ne on.
And he will not share his glory.
A on ne želi dijeliti svoju slavu.
So first we have to recognize, you know, see, that was the work of the law.
Vidite prvo da to je bilo djelo zakona.
That the law, we cannot cancel law and say, oh, it was good for nothing.
Ne možemo ukinuti zakon i reći nije ničem vrijedio.
No, it was good for the people to show them that human is unable.
Nego bio je dobar da ljudima pokaže da je čovjek nesposoban.
There are many quotes that Lord Jesus said.
Postoje mnogi citati koje Gospod Isus rekao.
He said, when the disciples asked him, so who can be saved, Lord?
Kad su ga učenici pitali, Gospode, pa ko se može spasiti?
And the Lord said, with people is impossible.
Gospod je rekao, što je čovjeku nemoguće.
But with God, all things are possible.
Bogu je sve moguće.
And he said, even if the righteous is scarcely saved, where will the wicked and unfaithful appear?
Rekao je čak, ako se pravednik jedva spašava, gdje će se pojaviti zlikovati nevjerni?
He said, the kingdom of God, it takes, how is it said, the kingdom of God, there is a violence, you know, those that are violently pushing themselves to the kingdom of God, they take it.
Na kraljstvo Božje uzimaju oni koji silovito ga zauzimaju.
But what is the violence?
Ali što je to silovito?
It's not, oh, I can do it.
To nije, e, ja to mogu.
No, it's, Lord, I can do nothing.
Nego to je, Gospode, ja ne mogu
ništa. I'm a total failure.
Potpuni sam gubitnik.
But with you I can do everything.
Ali s tobom mogu sve.
So you put him first.
Ako njega stavite na prvo mjesto.
And you just trust in his ability.
I uzdate se u njegove sposobnosti.
You trust in him, in saving, in healing, in sickness, in everything, in deliberating from things.
I u njega se uzdate u svemu, u spasenju, u osceljenju od bolesti, u oslobađanju od stvari.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Pa, Gospod.
It's his choice, his unconditional covenant.
To je njegov izbor i to je bezumjetan.
And he has done it and he signed it.
On je to učinio i on je to potpisao.
So he said, unconditional, I like it this way.
I kaže, bezumjetno i meni se to tako sviđa.
So in other words, he told Abraham,
drugim riječima rekao Abrahamu,
and we are Abraham's seed,
a mi smo Abrahamov potom,
so we just identify ourselves with Abraham.
Mi se poistovjećujemo sa Abrahamom.
No, I love those types in the Bible.
Ja volim te tipove.
Because those types speak.
Jer ti tipovi govore.
You see, we don't have an intellectual message.
Jer mi nemamo intelektualnu poruku.
This message is not to teach intellectuals, you know, about we have information and to know how to explain it.
poruka nije da bi to intelektualno naučili, da bi imali informacije, znali kako to objasniti.
No, it's just voice of God to us.
Nego, to je Boži glas nama.
And those types, they speak so loud.
I ti tipovi govore tako glasno.
And we see ourselves in them.
I vidimo sebe u njima.
In the right types.
U pravim tipovima.
And so he said to... to Abraham, and in other words he said, Abraham, I make a covenant with you, and I already signed it, and I signed also your name, so you can do nothing. And it's all for your benefit.
Amen.
So, what do you want to do with it now? You know where God said it?
The
Genesis 15, this is wonderful scripture. And it really speaks about the weakness of Abraham. And he's the father of faith. So you see, he's the father of faith. But God was showing his weakness. Not the weakness of faith.
Ne slabost vjere,
but the weakness of the human.
Nego slabost čovjeka.
That we would have a consolation that we are human just like Abraham.
Da bi mi imali utjehu kao što smo mi ljudi kao i Abraham.
And in 15th chapter Genesis oh, now the first verse you can read, brother.
Pa stih kaže, poslije tih događaja Jahve uputio Abramu riječ u kazanju, ne boj se Abrame, ja sam ti zaštita, a nagrada tvoja bit će vrlo velika.
Ho! God said to Abraham, now, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
Bog kaže Abrahamu, ja sam ti zaštita i nagrada tvoja će biti vrlo velika.
So God himself became a reward for Abraham, for the promised seed.
U Englesu kaže da ja sam ti nagrada, tako sam Bog je postao Abrahamova nagrada.
What would you do, what do you think, what would you do if God spoke such words to you?
Šta bi vi učinili kad bi vam Bog rekao takve riječi?
Oh, that's amazing, that's wonderful, that, oh God, my reward.
To je veličanstveno, to je divno, Bog je moja nagrada.
Let's turn another, my Bible is another page, but maybe not be you. Second verse.
Drugi stih.
And Abraham said, Lord God,
Abraham odgovori, gospodine moj,
what will thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is the Eliezer of Damascus?
Čemu mi tvoji darovi kad ostajem bez poroda, kad je moje kući nasljednik Eleaza Damašćanin?
So, Abraham says, what will you give me, Lord?
Abraham je rekao, čemu mi tvoji darovi?
God told him that he's giving Abraham himself.
Bog je Abrahamu rekao da mu daje samog sebe.
So God is giving him, is there anything more, anything greater than God himself?
Ima nešto više ili veće od samog Boga.
What greater reward could you have?
Koju bi veću nagradu mogli imati?
What greater privilege could you have?
Koju bi veliku, veću privilegiju morali imati?
Not only being with him.
Ne samo da budete s njim.
But he is giving himself.
Nego daje sebe.
That's the greatest thing.
To je najveća stvar.
Because that's what a man lost.
Jer to je ono što je čovjek izgubio.
Adam, when he went to sin,
Adam kad je otišao u grijeh,
he lost the divine part that was in him.
Izgubio taj božanski dio koji je bio u njemu.
He lost the anointing that was on him.
Izgubio je pomazanje koje je bilo na njemu.
And now he was still human.
I sad je dalje bio čovjek.
Without God.
Ali bez Boga.
You see, that how we were born.
I tako smo mi bili rođeni.
But now we are on our way back. There.
Na putu natrag.
So God himself is the giver.
Tak sam Bog je onaj koji daje dar.
And he became even the gift himself.
I sam on je zapravo postao i dar.
And now the reaction of Abraham.
Abrahamova reakcija.
We see this was before his name was changed.
Vidite, to je prije nego što mu je ime promijenjeno.
So before your name is changed.
Tako prije nego što je vaše ime promijenjeno.
You and me, we have the same reaction.
I vi i ja bi imali istu reakciju.
Lord, where is the great thing you want to give me?
Gospode, gdje je ta velika stvar koju mu želiš dati?
You see, he sent the message of the hour, which is God himself.
On je poslao poruku časa, što je sam Bog.
He said, okay, where is the great thing?
Vi kažete, pa dobro, gdje je ta velika stvar?
You see, he had to ripen into something.
Vidite, on je morao sazrijeti u nečemu.
And the problem was that he saw Eliezer, his servant.
Problem je bio što je vidio Eleazara, svog slugu.
And he said, oh, he will be the heir of everything.
I rekao, on će biti nasljednik svega.
That was what Abram said.
To je bilo ono što je Abram rekao.
But not God.
Ali nešto je rekao Bog.
But God said.
A Bog je rekao.
This shall not be thine heir.
Taj neće biti tvoj baštinik.
But he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir.
Nego će ti baštinik biti tvoj potomak.
So the one that will come from inside of you will be your heir.
Onaj koji će doći iz tebe bit će tvoj baštinik.
So not a word that you will learn here.
Ne riječ koju ćete ovdje naučiti.
But that is born in you.
Nego taj koji je rođen od tebe, u tebi.
That is the heir.
On je nasljednik.
Because Christ is the heir.
Jer Krist je nasljednik.
He is the seed.
Ili baštinik.
And everything belongs to him.
I sve pripada njemu.
And we have everything when we are in him.
A mi imamo sve kad smo u njemu.
Amen.
Amen.
Under the unconditional covenant.
I taj bezuvjetan savez.
And so he has done it.
On je to učinio.
So he said to Abraham, no Abraham.
On je rekao Abramu, ne Abrame.
And you know the word said that in many places, be it unto thy faith, thy word. According to thy word. May it happen, not here,
yeah.
But in other places.
Na mnogim mjestima Biblija kaže, neka mi bude po tvojoj riječi.
But the Lord didn't tell it to Abram.
Abram, Bog to nije rekao Abramu.
He said, no. No, not what you said.
Ne, nije mu to rekao. Nije mu rekao.
Why? Tell me why.
Zašto?
Does God change?
Da li se Bog mijenja?
No.
Ne.
But when he says something, he has to remain the same.
Kad nešto kaže, mora ostati isti.
But why did he cancel the word of Abram?
Ali zašto je pobio ili Abramovu riječ?
Because he already made a covenant with him.
Amen. Već s njim sklopio savez.
And he said, I gave to you and to thy seed all the land. Amen.
Tebi i tvom potomstvu dajem svu zemlju.
So now when Abram said, oh no, this my servant will be my and mine heir.
A sad kad je Abram rekao, o ne, pa moj će sluga biti moj baštinik.
God said no.
Bog je rekao ne.
The one that will be born out of you.
Onaj koji bude rođen od tebe.
Amen.
Amen.
The same we see in the type, in the scriptures, I think in Leviticus.
Isto vidimo u Levičanima, u pismu kao tip.
There is a law, a certain law, when a woman, a wife of that had a husband.
Bio je zakon kad žena koja imala muža.
When she said something, you know, fast, you know, women usually are very fast in speaking, you know.
Kad nešto na brzinu kaže, znate, žene vrlo lako nešto brzo kaže.
And God knew why he put it in the book.
Znao je zašto je to stavio tamo u knjizi.
It's if she says something quickly and if she even curses herself.
Če kaže, ako nešto kaže ishitreno i čak sama sebe prokune.
You know, because they really want to be nice and look nice and all that.
Jer žene zaista žele biti lijepe i gledati lijepo.
And that's good, that's perfectly right.
Sasvim u redu.
You want to look nice, you want to act right, you want to speak
and
act right, everything. Yeah. And if it doesn't work somehow,
ali ako to nekako ne uspije,
oh, I'm so unable, I'm terrible, oh, the mirror, oh, my goodness, oh.
Ali kaže, oh, ja, takva ovo, ono, pogleda se, ogledalo,
oh, you
udasno.
Are, and now maybe she curses herself in the mirror.
Možda se prokune u ogledalo.
And the law said that when the husband heard the words,
zakon kaže kad bi muž čuo te riječi,
he said he is able to cancel the word of her wife.
Amen. Može poništiti riječ svoje žene.
And the word said that if he doesn't do it,
a riječ kaže ako to ne učini,
that curse will come upon her.
Da će to njezino prokletstvo doći na nju.
You see, her words had a power also.
Njezine su riječi također imali moć.
It will happen to her.
I to će joj se dogoditi.
But if the husband hears it.
Ali ako muž to čuje.
Oh, he said, I withdraw the word that you said.
I kaže, ja povlačim riječ koju si
I
rekla.
I cancel that nonsense that you spoke.
Ja poništavam tu glupost koju si rekla.
She can do nothing about it.
Ona s tim više ništa nije mogla.
But it's the truth, look at me.
On mogla reći, pa to je istina.
I'm terrible.
Užasna sam.
I can't even wash dishes right. I can't even do this. I cannot do this. I don't even look nice. I'm not your good wife.
Nisam tvoja dobra žena.
I'm terrible. I curse myself.
Užasna sam. Proklinjem se.
He said no.
On je rekao ne. On kaže ne.
He had a positive message about her.
On je imao pozitivnu poruku.
He said, but she said, okay, so prove me that it is not right what I said.
tako kažem, dokaži mi da ono što sam rekla nije ispravno, nije točno.
What, you know what he'll say?
Znate što bi rekao?
Just one word.
Samo jednu riječ.
You are my elected.
Ti si moja izabrana.
And that finishes the whole thing.
I to završava cijelu stvar.
And she can say nothing.
I ona na to ne bi mogla reći ništa.
Because even if she is ugly, okay, and what's the problem?
Čak i ako je ružna, pa dobro, u čemu problem onda?
She is still his elected one.
Da je njegova izabrana.
So, and he loves her because he chose her.
On je voli radi toga što ju je izabrao.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord saw us before we even became Christians.
I Gospod nas je vidio i prije nego što smo postali.
He loved us when we were unlovable.
Volio nas je kad nas se nije moglo voliti.
So what complexes you can have now?
Tako kakve onda komplekse možete imati?
He loved you before you ever did something wrong.
On vas je volio prije nego što ste napravili nešto pogrešno.
Hallelujah, because this is unconditional covenant.
Jer to je bezuvjetan savjet.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There are many reasons for the covenant.
Postoje mnogi razlozi za savjet.
Oh, but I'm not going to all that because it will take long.
Uči, ulazite sve to, jer će uzeti dosta vremena.
But, you know, I want to just mention a few types and just a few quotes and we'll finish maybe.
Želim spomenuti samo nekoliko tipova i nekoliko citata iz poruke, onda ćemo završiti.
Maybe one hour or so. Or half an hour, I don't know. I'll skip some things, of course. You see, there are laws of in species, in different kinds of species.
Vidite, u različitim vrstama postoje različiti zakoni.
Because we are under a covenant.
Jer mi smo pod zakonom.
So it means God did something before even you asked him to do it.
Znači mi smo pod savezom jer je Bog napravio nešto prije nego što ste ga vi pitali da napravi.
So we are under a covenant and we only have to recognize what's in the covenant.
Dakle, mi smo pod savezom, a moramo spoznati samo što je to u savezu.
And if you recognize it,
i ako to prepoznate,
that becomes the law inside.
To onda postaje zakon unutar vas.
I don't mean the law.
Ne mislim zakon.
Contrary to grace.
Kad govorimo zakon, nasuprot
milosti. But I mean a certain law that will work in us.
Nego određena pravila, princip koji će raditi.
Like a fish has a law inside.
Kao što riba unutar sebe ima određene.
She can swim.
Zakonitosti po kojima pliva.
She can dive into the water and
može zaroniti u vodu.
She can drink much more water than you and me.
Može popiti puno više vode nego vi.
And will never drown itself.
I neće se nikad ugušiti.
Because that's the law inside of it.
Jer to je zakonitost unutar nje.
And fish never learned that law.
Riba nikad nije naučila tu zakonitost.
It's only born in it.
Ona se rodila sa time.
So she just swims.
Tako jednostavno pliva.
She doesn't need to bother about it.
I ne mora se zabrinjavati oko toga.
Oh, this night was terrible, I could not sleep so much.
Jučer nisam mogao tako puno spavati.
Will I able to swim?
Nisam se naspavala, sinoć, pa da li ću možda znati kako plivati?
She never asked those questions.
Ona sama se nikad ne pita tako pitanje.
But we do it.
A mi se pitamo.
Why?
Zašto?
Am I able, Lord, am I able?
Da li ja mogu, Gospode?
I slept so bad, I feel terrible, I this is on my mind. And
loše se osjećam, ovo mi je na pameti.
Am I able to be a good Christian today?
Da, danas mogu biti dobar kršćanin.
There are no good and bad Christians.
Ne postoje dobri i loši kršćani.
There are only Christians and sinners.
Postoje samo kršćani i griješnici.
If you are Christian, you are Christian.
Ako ste kršćanin, onda ste kršćanin.
You cannot be good or a bad Christian.
Ne možete biti dobar ili loš kršćanin.
And you cannot be too good Christian.
Ne možete biti predobar kršćanin.
You cannot be too bad Christian.
Ne možete biti ni preloš kršćanin.
Praise the Lord.
Hvala Gospodu.
We are what we are by the grace of God.
Mi smo ono što jesmo milošću Božjom.
Not how we feel.
Ne o tome, ne kako se osjećamo.
Not how we slept.
Ne o tome kako smo spavali.
Not according to what somebody else told us and we feel bad about it.
Ne na osnovi toga što nam neko nešto rekao pa se loše osjećamo.
We just swim in the water of the word.
Jednostavno plivamo u vodi i riječi.
If it tastes a little bit different, okay, the fish doesn't care.
Ako je malo drugačiji okus vode, ribu nije briga.
It just goes to the water.
Ide kroz vodu.
Because some things in the word can even hurt you.
Jer neke stvari u riječi vas mogu i povrijediti.
You see, God doesn't have a soft Christian.
Vidite, Bog nema, kako da kažem, nježne kršćane.
Yeah. They, you know, this is soft age.
Jer ovo je doba nježnosti.
And that is a thing that we really struggle with.
nježno, lagodno doba i to je ono s čime se mi puno mučimo.
Because that is making people not able to receive the harder, sharper things from the word.
Jer to ljude čini da nisu sposobni primiti teže, oštrije stvari iz riječi.
Oh, that's hurting me. Oh, that cannot be of the Lord.
To me vrijeđa ili smeta, to ne može biti od Gospoda.
Oh, that must be of the devil because I feel bad when I hear it.
To je đavola sigurno zato što kad to čujem osjećam se loše.
How can you judge it by that, by feeling?
Kako možete prosuđivati po tome, po
osjećaju? I tell you, when you hear the word, sometimes you can feel terrible.
Kažem vam, nekad kad čujete riječ, možete se osjećati loše.
But I'm interested in the results.
A mene zanimaju rezultati.
When Brother Abraham, when he was a boy, and their mother put them that oil, that terrible tasty oil, they said, oh, it's awful, I cannot...
Kad je Abraham bio mali, pa im je majka kao djeti davala to ulje koje je imalo loš okus.
The mother said that if you are not feeling better about it, it won't help you.
Da, kaže majka mu rekla, ako ti ne stvori loš osjećaj, neće ti ni pomoći.
So sometimes some things can hurt us.
Ako neke stvari nas nekad mogu povrijediti.
But I don't care about things hurting me.
Nije me briga ako me stvari vrijeđaju ili mi ne padaju.
If the things doesn't hurt Christ in me.
Ukoliko te stvari ne vrijeđaju Krista u meni.
But sometimes even myself I can hurt Christ in me.
Ali ponekad čak i sam mogu povrijediti Krista u sebi.
And the word says, don't, how is it the word, don't, ne zamućite Duha Svetoga. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit until the day of the redemption.
Znači, riječ kaže da ne žalostimo Duha Svetoga kojim smo zapečaćeni do danas.
It's not about the people that don't have the Holy Spirit.
Ne govori to o ljudima koji nemaju Duha Svetoga.
So when you do something wrong,
kad učinite nešto pogrešno,
you know when that you are doing wrong.
Vi znate da činite pogrešno.
You know. We know.
Mi znamo.
If we do wrong, we know it.
Ako učinimo, znamo to.
And by that we grieve the Holy Ghost.
Na taj način ožalostimo Duha Svetoga.
So just if you know it, just don't do it.
Tako ako to znate, onda to nemojte raditi.
That's all.
I to je to.
You don't need to do something wrong secretly and waiting that if it's really wrong, it will be spoken by someone in a supernatural way.
Ne morate nešto tajno napraviti pogrešno i onda čekati, ako je to zaista pogrešno, onda će to nekako se naprirodno otkriti, neko će to reći.
You would rather wouldn't wait for that.
Bolje da to ne čekate.
Because that is much harder for you there.
Ako dođe do toga, onda je to puno teže.
Because, you know, Brabham said,
znate, Brabham kaže,
there was some, maybe some sister or someone asked him about certain thing.
Nekoga, možda jedna sestra postavila mu jedno pitanje za nešto.
And this was not a thing that was really clear from the scripture.
To je bila neka stvar koja nije bila jasna baš u pismu.
And Brabham could not give her a quote that it is wrong.
Brabham nije mogao dati citat iz Biblije da je to pogrešno.
That sister was asking, is it wrong or is it good or what the fuck I do?
Je li to krivo ili dobro ili šta da napravim?
Brabham said, I don't know. I cannot give you a scripture for that.
Abraham rekao, ne znam, ne mogu ti dati citat iz Biblije za to.
But he said,
ali rekao je,
if you have a question about it,
ako po pitanju toga imaš pitanje,
don't do it.
Onda to nemoj raditi.
Because that is not right.
Jer onda to nije ispravno.
If you have a little doubt about is it right?
Ako imate malo sumnje je li to dobro,
then you can be sure it's wrong.
Onda ste sigurni da je to pogrešno.
You see, if you have a question, you rather don't do it.
Ako imate pitanje, onda bolje nemojte to napraviti.
So and you just go and just be free and in the Lord and worship Him.
Idite, budite slobodni u Gospodu i proslavljajte ga.
We are under grace covenant.
Mi smo pod savezom milosti.
So God doesn't kill us if we do something wrong.
Ako Bog nas ne ubije ako učinimo nešto pogrešno.
Because even we did wrong many times.
Ja, čak i mi mnogo puta smo učinili nešto pogrešno.
But that is not the thing that is determining.
Ali to nije ono što odlučuje.
But the determining thing is under what covenant are we?
Ali ono što odlučuje je to pod kojim smo savezom.
Amen. Look, when we have the unconditional covenant,
kad imamo bezuvjetni savez,
so it means we don't have some big people and low little people, you know, big preachers and little preachers.
To znači da nemamo velike i male ljude, velike propovjednike, male propovjednike.
Big Christians and little Christians.
Velike kršćane, male kršćane.
Big sisters, little sisters, big brothers and little brothers.
Sestre, male sestre, veliku braću, malu braću.
There's nothing, not such a thing in the kingdom of God.
U Božjem kraljestvu tako što ne postoji.
If you see it somewhere, it's not from the upper kingdom.
Ako to negdje vidite, to nije sa tog kraljestva sa neba.
Because we are just children of God, we are sons and daughters of God.
Ja sam mi djeca Božja, sinovi i kćeri Božje.
There is no big and little among us.
Među nama nema velikih i malih.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Unconditional covenant.
Bezuvjetan savjet.
Brother says,
Abraham kaže,
the law puts you in jail.
Zakon vas stavlja u zatvor.
So the law means, okay, Lord, I will do this and you will do this, and I will do this and you will do this.
Zakon zapravo znači ja ću napraviti ovo, ti ćeš napraviti ovo, ja ovo, ti ovo.
I will trust on my reading the word, I will trust on my prayers, I will trust on this.
Ja ću se uzdati u svoje proučavanje riječi, u svoje molitve, u ovo.
Remember, those things are good.
Zapamtite, te stvari jesu dobre.
Those things we do.
I te stvari mi činimo.
But we are not trusting on them for our position.
Ali se u njih ne uzdajemo da na tome gradimo svoju poziciju.
Because the law, if it's the law for us,
je zakon, ako je to zakon za nas,
it puts us in jail.
On nas stavlja u zatvor.
Oh, I clothe right, I don't cut my hair, I don't do this, don't do this.
Ja se isto oblačim. Ne šišam se ovo, ono.
A sister, because if a brother doesn't cut his hair, it's wrong.
Ako brat ne šiša kosu, onda je
problem. I used to wear long hair.
Nekad sam imao dugu kosu.
And even on the first meeting that I was, even a brother from the message was preaching, I was with my long hair.
Na prvim satancima na kojima sam bio, gdje je propovjedao brat iz poruke, imao sam dugu kosu.
You know, after the meetings when I came home, I said, Mother, take the scissors and cut my hair. Even when nobody told me about it. It was just the working of the Holy Spirit. So that's the same way as there is a working of the Holy Spirit on a sister not to cut the hair.
Na isti način Duh Sveti radi sa ženama da ne šišaju kosu.
One time in our church, one time I preached, not really preached, but I mentioned the not cutting the hair.
Jednom u svojoj crkvi sam spomenuo ne šišanje kose.
And I spoke few things about it.
I rekao sam nekoliko stvari o tome.
And I thought, well, in our group, well, actually, people that listen to the message, the sisters, they are there, they don't have a problem with this, so why I'm talking about it?
Mislio sam, pa dobro, zašto pričam o tome, ovdje sestre slušaju poruku i nemaju problema sa time.
And I just said, you know, I had it just on my mind, so strong.
Na umu pa sam to rekao.
I said, you know, if a sister has a question, could I at least a little cut my hair?
Ja, ako sestra ima pitanje, da li mogu makar malo šišati kosu?
Because they say it's healthy.
Jer kažu da je to zdravo.
Because you know, it's splitting and things.
Zbog pucatih, popucanih.
You have to cut it just a little bit.
Kažu, moraš šišati samo malo.
And I just mentioned in that I said, you know, Brother Abraham said.
Ja sam samo spomenuo, znači da se Abraham kaže.
He said, a scissors shouldn't even touch a sister's.
Eko, škare ne bi trebala ni dotaknuti kosu od sestre.
So that the question was solved, you know.
I to pitanje je rješeno.
And I just said it, and there was a sister in the church.
To rekao je, bila je sestra u crkvi.
And there was a certain relationship with she was supposed to actually marry, but
bila je trebala se udati.
And she was just thinking.
I ona je mislila.
Because that brother was not really in the Lord.
Ja, taj brat za kojeg se ona trebala udati nije zaista bio u Gospodu.
And he was telling her, you could just a little cut your hair.
I on je govorio, pa možeš malo šišati kosu.
No.
Ona je rekla, ne, pa.
But she was struggling with this in her mind.
I borila se sa tim u svom umu.
I never knew that.
Ja to nisam.
And then I was just preaching it, and she was.
Ja sam to propovjedao, ona je tako pogledala.
And then she said it, that she was just thinking about it. Rekla, really maybe a little to cut her hair.
Da baš o tome razmišljala, da možda malo ošiša kosu.
But the Lord told her not to even touch the scissors.
Da škare čak ne dodirnu kosu.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not about our salvation, of course.
To nije naravno naše spasenje.
Because we are on the grace covenant.
Jesmo mi pod savezom milosti.
so, because if it's a law for us,
zakon,
not to do this and to do this,
da nešto ne smijemo činiti,
it
nešto
puts
moramo,
us in jail.
To nas onda stavlja u zatvor.
So it means you cannot move on places where you would like to go.
To znači da ne možete ići tamo gdje bi željeli ići.
You cannot serve how you should, how you wanted.
Ne možete služiti kako bi htjeli i željeli.
You cannot really, you are just not free.
Jednostavno niste slobodni.
But grace takes us out of the prison.
Ali milost nas vadi iz zatvora.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hvala Gospodi.
The prophet also says, those people on the wilderness, they died and they are dead.
Ti ljudi u pustinji su umrli i mrtvi su.
They went under the law.
Otišli su pod zakonom.
He said, but God, but God saved Moses and the eagle believers because they had respect to his word.
Ali kaže, Bog je spasio Mojsija i
eagle believers.
I vjernike orlove zato što su respektirali riječ.
You see, they received the great covenant.
Vidite, oni su primili savez milost.
And to be an eagle of God,
i biti Božji orao,
you've got to follow the word day by day.
Morate slijediti riječ iz dana u dan.
By grace,
po milosti.
You've got to continue feed on the word.
Morate se kontinuirano hraniti riječju.
So we just feed on the word.
Mi se hranimo riječju.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, when the word became flesh,
znate kad je riječ postala tijelo,
what did it become?
Šta je ona postala?
Not the law,
ne zakon,
but the grace,
nego milost.
Because grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Jer su milost i istina došla po Isusu Kristu.
So today, when the word becomes flesh in us,
tako danas kad riječ u nama postane tijelo,
so when the believer unites with the word of God,
kad se vjernik ujedini sa Božjom riječju,
it never becomes the law,
to ne postaje zakon,
it becomes grace,
to postaje milost.
And but many people work under the law,
mnogi ljudi rade pod zakonom,
showing the word didn't become flesh in them,
znači da u njima riječ nije postala tijelo.
Or maybe it's still not the time for them to become the word in flesh.
Još možda za njih još uvijek nije vrijeme da postanu riječ u tijelu.
But when they hear the word,
ali kad čuju riječ,
and it speaks to their heart,
i kad ona govori njihovom srcu,
you know, it's a different speaking than it comes when it comes here.
To je drugačije nego kad govori ovdje u umu.
But when it comes here down,
ali kad dođe ovdje dolje,
and it becomes life,
i kad to postane život,
it becomes grace,
to postaje milost.
And they receive grace,
i primili su milost.
And they say, brother, I see it,
kažu, brate, vidim to.
Brother Jonathan, now I know what you are talking about.
Brate Jonathan, sad znam o čemu govoriš.
Now I see it. Oh, what the prophet says here. What the Bible says here.
Vidim što prorok kaže ovdje, što Biblija kaže ovdje.
You have grace. You are not in attention, you know.
Milost, niste napeti.
You don't have fear about will I be in the rapture or not.
Nemate strah, hoću li ja biti uznesenju ili ne.
You're on the grace covenant.
Vi ste pod savezom milosti.
And you just want to please the Lord.
Jednostavno želite udovoljiti Gospodu.
Oh, you look on the wardrobe and on the things on the in your room or in your house.
Gledate u ormar, u stvari u svojoj kući.
And now the filter of the word.
I postoji filter riječi.
This is wrong.
Ovo je pogrešno, ovo je dobro.
Wrong.
Ovo je pogrešno.
You just make an order there.
I odete i tu napravite reda.
It's just automatic.
To je automatski.
Because the word became flesh in you.
Jer riječ postala tijelom u vama.
Amen.
Amen.
There is no law to grace.
Za milost ne postoji zakon.
How can you condemn me? What we read in the Romans 8. There is no condemnation to them that are in Jesus Christ.
U Rimljanima 8 smo pročitali, nema osude onima koji su u Isusu Kristu.
How can you condemn me for running a stoplight here, which the city has done, give me the right to run any stoplight I wish to?
Kako bi me mogli osuditi da prođem kroz crveno, odnosno kroz znak stop, ako mi je vlast u gradu, ako su mi dali dozvolu da prolazim kroz znak stop?
There is no law to condemn me.
Postoji zakon da me osudi.
So as long as I am in Christ, I'm free from the law.
Dok god sam u Kristu, ja sam slobodan od zakona.
I'm above the law.
Ja sam iznad zakona.
Because I'm in his grace.
Jer sam ja u njegovoj milosti.
He's put that confidence in me that I won't do anything that's wrong.
stavio u mene to povjerenje da ja ne želim raditi ništa što je pogrešno.
Or who wouldn't have given me that grace?
Ili mi inače ne bi dao tu milost.
Amen.
Amen.
So it doesn't mean if I have the permission from the city that I can run on any stoplight.
Tako ako bi imao dozvolu od grada da idem kroz bilo koji znak stop.
I don't do it because I can make an accident.
Ja to ne bi radio radi toga što bi mogao izazvati nesreću.
But if I, you know, if I neglect something and I go,
ako nešto zanemarim i prođem,
there is no fee for me.
Nema kazne za mene.
They could not because I have the permission.
Nema, ja imam dozvolu.
But I just don't misuse it.
A nemojte to krivo upotrijebiti.
That's the same with grace.
I tako isto sa milosti.
You know, because he made us free.
Jer on nas je učinio slobodnim.
Amen. And by being free, we can do anything.
I time što smo slobodni, možemo raditi bilo šta.
Because you have grace.
Jer imate milost.
Really, does it really mean it?
Da li to znači zaista to?
Yes, when you receive Jesus Christ, do what you want.
Kad primite Isusa Krista, radite što hoćete.
It's not receiving Jesus Christ, but then you must obey this, because you receive Jesus Christ.
To nije primiti Isusa Krista, pa onda moraš raditi ovo, jer si primio Isusa Krista.
I don't believe in that kind of gospel.
Ja ne vjerujem u takvo evanđelje.
Just receive Jesus Christ,
samo primi Isusa Krista,
the word,
riječ,
and do what you want.
I radi što želiš.
What?
Pa što?
Yes.
Da.
That's what the prophet said.
To je ono što prorok kaže.
And he said, but I guarantee you,
ali kaže, garantiram vam,
when you really receive Jesus Christ,
ako ste uistinu primili
Isusa Krista, you will never want to do something wrong.
Nećete nikad željeti raditi nešto pogrešno.
And if you do something wrong,
i ako učinite nešto pogrešno,
you will really regret it and cry,
vi ćete zaista požaliti i plakati,
and you will repent,
i pokajati se,
and you will receive the pardon,
i primit ćete oprostenje,
and just stand up and go forward.
Jednostavno ustani i idi dalje.
And we'll say, Lord, help me not to do it anymore.
I recite, Gospode, pomozi mi da to više ne radim.
Because you're under grace covenant.
Jer vi ste pod savezom milosti.
And you know he loves you.
Znate da vas on voli.
He doesn't condemn you for it.
On vas toga ne osuđuje.
He doesn't love you less when you do wrong.
I ne voli vas manje kad učinite pogrešno.
He doesn't change his love towards us.
I on ne mijenja svoj zakon prema nama.
Because when you were totally wrong,
kad ste bili u potpunosti pogrešni,
he loved you.
On vas je volio.
So how can he change?
Tako kako bi onda to mogao izmijeniti?
When you try to walk in his word,
kad pokušavate hoditi u njegove riječi,
you try to serve him,
pokušavate mu služiti,
how can he not love you?
Kako vas on može ne voliti?
It's like when you have a child.
To je kao kad imate dijete.
And that child is trying to walk.
I to dijete pokušava hodati.
Around, let's say, 1 year, he started to, oh.
I oko godinu dana počinje.
But then he falls down.
Učiti hodati i onda padne.
Will you beat the child?
Hoćete li istući dijete?
Never.
Nikad.
You'll just take it and rise up, my dear.
Vi ćete ga uzeti i podignuti.
This is the way to do it.
Evo kako da to radite.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's your child, it's under grace.
Ja, to je vaše dijete i on je pod milosti.
And even if it grows and it's disobedient,
i ako naraste i postane neposlušan,
what will you do? It has grace.
Pa što ćete učiniti? Ima milost.
You would like that it would that he would obey or she.
Vi bi željeli da se on ili ona da slušaju.
But it still has your grace.
Ali još uvijek ima i vašu milost.
It's part of you.
Jer su dio vas.
Because if you cannot, how can you refuse it? You would refuse yourself.
Kako ga možete odbaciti? Da ga odbacite, odbacili bi sebe.
What an age we are living in.
U kojem to dobu mi živimo?
People, not mothers, some women that gave birth to children.
Ljudi, ne majke, nego odnosno.
In the world. We hear it in the news. Almost every day, they kill their own children.
Žene koje su rodile djecu, u vijestima skoro svakodnevno čitamo da ubijaju svoje djece.
Isn't that horrible?
Nije li to strašno?
It seems like really the grace over.
Izgleda kao da je uistinu milost gotova.
It's time when the grace is really, you know, going to Israel and the Gentiles are just done.
I vrijeme kad milost odlazi u Izrael i završava se sa poganima.
Because everything natural is showing the spiritual.
Jer sve prirodno zapravo pokazuje duhovno.
When they kill their own children.
Kad ubijaju vlastitu djecu.
Okay, someone will say that, oh, it always happens.
Neki kaže, opa, to se uvijek događalo.
Even it happened in the Bible.
To se čak događalo u Bibliji.
The mothers, when they were the hunger.
Majke, kad je bila glad.
in Jerusalem they ate their children.
U Jerusalemu su jeli vlastitu djecu.
It was terrible, but now they have everything and they kill their children.
I bilo je strašno, a sad imaju sve i dalje ubijaju vlastitu djecu.
Oh, what there it shows the grace is here in the bride of Christ.
Pokazuje da milost ovdje u nevesti Isusa Krista.
Amen.
Amen.
It was so hard for those Pharisees to understand our Lord Jesus Christ.
Tim je farizejima bilo tako teško razumjeti našeg Gospoda Isusa Krista.
Because they were under the law.
Jer su oni bili pod zakonom.
And the law was the word of God in seed form.
A zakon je bila Božja riječ u obliku sjemena.
But when the word was made flesh,
ali kada je riječ postala tijelo,
became not law but grace.
To nije postalo, to je postalo ne zakon nego milost.
And grace and law cannot exist at the same time.
A zakon i milost ne mogu postojati u isto vrijeme.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I really have to finish.
Moram završiti.
You have a little time.
Imate još malo vremena.
How long you stay in the gym? Half past seven. How long is it now? 1 hour, 2 hours?
I don't know
how long we have been preaching. Okay, just really quickly, a few examples and we'll
just nekoliko primjera i na brzo ćemo završiti.
You see Abraham, maybe I will just some of them, maybe we'll continue tomorrow, I don't know.
Možemo sutra nastaviti. Vidite Abrahama.
Total grace.
Potpuna milost.
Abraham, he was given grace,
dana mu je milost,
but he had a wife,
ali imao je ženu,
which was part of the promise,
koja je bila dio obećanja.
Without her the promise could not be fulfilled,
bez nje obećanje ne bi moglo biti ispunjeno.
But he was the weaker vessel,
ali ona je bila slabija posuda,
she still is,
i dalje je,
the same in natural and in spiritual also,
isto je u prirodnom i u duhovnom.
In also in the spiritual, the church is the weaker vessel.
U duhovnom crkva je slabija posuda.
Christ is the strong one.
Krist je jak.
And church is the weaker vessel.
A crkva je slabija posuda.
But without the church, the seed cannot be born.
Ali bez crkve sjeme ne može biti rođeno.
And so now the promise was that she will bear a child.
I sad je bilo obećanje da će ona roditi dijete.
And the reaction of Sarah was not, oh, wonderful.
I Sarina reakcija nije bila, o, divno.
Oh, he will do this, oh, by that I will really receive it and yes, Abraham, it's very good what Elohim said.
Nije rekla, o, pa to će on tako napraviti i Abraham je baš je dobro to što je Elohim rekao.
We will have the promised son.
Imat ćemo obećanog sina.
And promise of God will be fulfilled.
I ispunit će se Božje obećanje.
We don't read it like that. Not
Amen.
We don't read it like that. Do we?
Ne čitamo da je to bilo tako.
The first reaction of Sarah.
Sarina prva reakcija.
When God himself on the earth said to Abraham.
Kad sam Bog na zemlji rekao Abraham.
I will come in the time of life and Sarah shall bear a son.
Doću po vremenu života i Sara će roditi sina.
Sarah started laughing in her.
Sara se počela smijati u sebi.
How can that be? How can that ever happen?
Kako se to može dogoditi? Kako je to ikako moguće?
And this was a doubt towards God's promise.
To je bila sumnja u Božje obećanje.
What did God do?
Što je Bog učinio?
If they would be under the law,
da su bili pod zakonom,
he would say, Elohim would say,
Elohim bi rekao,
Abraham,
Abrahame,
your wife Sarah that now laughs in the tent behind us.
Tvoja žena Sara koja se sad smijela u šatoru iza nas.
You can just divorce her and take another one because that one doesn't believe the word.
Nju možeš otpustiti i uzeti drugu, ova ne vjeruje riječ.
And I will give you the child to someone else.
I dat ću ti dijete preko nekog drugoga.
No.
Ne.
Because Sarah was already included in the covenant.
Budući da je Sara već bila uključena u obećanje.
So before Sarah doubted,
prije nego što Sara posumljala,
God had a covenant,
Bog imao savez,
already signed with Abraham.
I već ga je potpisao s Abrahamom.
Abraham and Sarah, they will have a son.
Abraham i Sara će imati sina.
And that will be the seed of faith.
I to će biti sjeme vjere.
And now I'm going down to fulfill it.
I sad ja spuštam da to ispunim.
Because when there is a covenant, oh hallelujah,
postoji savez.
When there is a covenant, God is obliged to do it.
Bog je dužan to ispuniti.
So he not only was holding the covenant in heaven forever.
Nije samo za uvijek držao savez u nebu.
But the time came that Elohim stepped down to the earth.
Nego je došlo vrijeme kad se Elohim spustio na zemlju.
Coming to the promised seed.
I došao do obećanog sjemena.
In order to give birth to that promise.
Da da rođenje tog obećanja.
And the promise was that in the end time Christ shall have a bride.
I obećanje je bilo da će na kraju vremena Krist imati nevjestu.
That will be without spot or wrinkle.
Koja će biti bez mrlje i bore.
She would be perfect standing by his side.
I da će biti savršena i stajati kraj njega.
This was the promise for our time.
To je bilo obećanje za naše vrijeme.
Perfect bride without any mistakes.
Savršena nevjesta bez ikakve pogreške.
We will say, how can that ever happen?
I mi možemo reći, pa kako se to može
dogoditi? Who can be without mistakes?
Ko može biti bez pogreške?
Show me even a one church
pokazim
that is without a mistake.
Makar jednu crkvu bez pogreške.
You will never find it.
Nećete nikad naći.
There is no church on this earth that is perfect.
Nema na ovoj zemlji savršene crkve.
I mean no human, no church actually, no group.
Nema grupe.
We are not perfect in that way.
Mi smo savršeni na taj način.
But spiritually, ali the bride, she is totally perfect.
Amen. Duhovna nevjesta je u potpunosti savršena.
Because she is under total grace.
Jer je pod potpunom milosti.
It's his work, not ours.
To je njegovo djelo, ne naše.
And but our reaction as humans was just like Sarah.
Naša reakcija kao ljudi je baš kao Sarina.
Sarah was laughing.
Sara se smijala.
How can that be?
Kako je to moguće? Nemoguće.
It's a similar reaction than the 10 spies that doubted in Kadesh Barnea.
Slična reakcija kao što je 10 uhoda posumnjalo u Kadesh Barnei.
But for their reaction they died.
Ali oni su za svoju reakciju umrli.
And all them that believed them.
I svi oni koji su vjerovali njima.
Now why didn't Sarah die?
A zašto sad Sara nije umrla?
Because she was part of the covenant.
Jer je bila dio obećanja.
You were part of the covenant.
I vi ste bili dio obećanja.
So even your doubt cannot cancel and null the word of God speaking about you and your commission.
Čak i vaša sumnja ne može poništiti Božje obećanje koje govori o vama i o vašem poslanju.
And you cannot say, oh, okay, then I didn't doubt. Okay, I was perfect.
Ne možete reći, oh, pa nisam posumnjao, bio sam savršen ili savršen sam.
That's what Sarah really did.
Jer to je ono što je Sarah zapravo i napravila.
He said, why did you laugh?
I on je rekao, zašto si se smijala?
I didn't laugh.
Nisam se smijala.
What a hypocrisy.
Kako licemjerje.
That was Sarah.
I to je bila Sarah.
Isn't it something?
Nije li to nešto?
And God included her in the covenant.
A Bog je uključio nju u savjet.
This was not God overlooking that hypocrisy.
Nije Bog zanemario ili previdio to licemjerje.
It was wrong.
To je bilo pogrešno.
But there was something above the wrong.
Ali bilo je nešto iznad tog pogrešnog.
She was part of Abraham.
Bila je dio Abrahama.
We are part of Christ.
I mi smo dio Krista.
That's why God poured on us the full grace.
I zbog toga je Bog na nas izlio punu milost.
And even our reaction.
Čak naša reakcija.
Cannot annul the promise towards
us. Ne može poništiti obećanje prema nama.
Because God, before she doubted,
jer Bog prije nego što ona posumnjala,
he said, I'm giving you the covenant. You and Sarah, you're part of it.
I rekao je, dajem vam savjet, ti i Sara ste dio tog savjeta.
And after God said it,
i nakon što je to Bog rekao,
now this is a, let's say, this is a timeline.
Pogledamo ovo, recimo, vremenska linija.
And here, Sarah, no, he God spoke his, here the prophet.
I Bog je ovdje dao obećanje, izgovorio.
Now a time passed. Now God comes here.
I došlo prošlo vrijeme, Bog
speaking to Abraham.
Govori Abrahamu.
And here Sarah doubted.
I tu je Sara posumnjala.
What could God? And God was standing here.
I Bog je stajao ovdje.
Could he say, dali, Sarah, you're out.
Da li mogao reći, Sara, s tobom je gotovo.
This word was spoken by God.
Ovu riječ je rekao Bog.
And God's word travels very fast.
A Božja riječ putuje vrlo brzo.
So the word of God was already,
ako riječ Božja već
prošlo.
And God could not say, oh, I didn't say.
Bog nije mogao reći, oh, pa nisam to rekao.
Because he already said it, she's included.
Amen. Već je rekao, ona je uključena.
And now she doubted.
I ona je sad to posumnjala.
And God said, I cannot cancel it.
I Boga rekao, to ne mogu
poništiti. I cannot annul the words that were said.
Ne mogu obrisati, poništiti.
But because he knew her reaction,
ali budući da je znao njezinu reakciju,
before it happened,
prije nego što se to dogodilo,
he made her part of Abraham.
A on je nju napravio da bude
dio Abrahama. So God looked on Abraham.
Tako Bog je gledao na Abrahama.
He had grace.
On je imao milost.
And she was in him.
A ona je bila u njemu.
That's why he applied the grace of Abraham on her.
Zato je on Abrahamu milost primijenio na nju.
What a grace, brother and sister.
Koja milost, braće i sestre.
Hey, amen. We cannot, we just started that subject.
Samo smo započeli tu temu.
It's just a start.
Tek smo počeli.
Grace of God is something so great.
Božja milost je nešto tako veliko.
Even if we preach it for 100 years.
Čak bi to 100 godina propovijedali.
We will never, never exhaust it.
Nikad to ne bi istrpili.
I think the whole eternity we would, I don't know, we would maybe wonder, but we would, what the grace of God, we are here.
Kroz cijelu vječnost ćemo govoriti koja milost Božja, mi smo ovdje.
What God done for us?
Šta je to Bog učinio za nas?
Imagine we were there in the end time, just, you know, in the darkest age.
Vi zamislite, bili smo na kraju vremena, u najmračnijem dobu.
And God sent us a prophet.
I Bog nam je poslao proroka.
And grace of God came by the prophet.
I Božja milost je došla preko proroka.
The light came through us.
Došlo je svjetlo k nama.
And we received it.
I mi smo ga primili.
It's not, oh, we received it.
To nije, a mi smo ga primili.
We received it.
Nego ponizno, mi smo ga primili.
And we were supposed to receive it much earlier.
I trebali smo ga primiti puno ranije.
We were feeling unworthy.
Osjećali smo se nedostojni.
Grace of God given to us.
Božja milost koja nam je dana.
By Jesus Christ.
Od Isusa Krista.
Because Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh.
Jer Isus Krist je riječ postala tijelo.
He became the covenant.
I on je postao savez.
I cannot, I have to stop on this because
I'm
really too long, sorry for that.
Malo sam duže.
But I just have to finish by this. Isaiah 42.
Isaiah 42.
You have grace towards me.
Imate li milosti prema meni?
So long. Chapter 42, Isaiah.
42, Isaiah.
And it's verse 6.
6.
Now what is the covenant? It's not a paper, it's not just a thought.
Stavis nije papir i nije samo misao.
I the Lord have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Speaking of Messiah, of course.
Govori za Mesiju. Ja se opravdi te pozvah čvrsto te za ruku uzmeh oblikovah te i postavih te za savjez narodu i svjetlo s pucima.
So he is given as a he's given to the Gentile people as a covenant.
Tako on je dan poganskom narodu kao savez.
So the covenant is the person.
Tako savez je osoba.
And the person of Jesus Christ.
Osoba Isusa Krista.
Is the Word made flesh.
On je riječ postala tijelo.
Because he is the light of the Gentiles.
Jer on je svjetlo poganima.
Isaiah 49:8, similar scripture.
Isaiah 49:8, sličan citat pisma.
Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause the inherit the desolate place heritages.
U vrijeme milosti ja ću te uslišiti, u dan spasa ja ću ti pomoći, sazdao sam te i postavio za savez narodu, da zemlju podignem, da nanovo razdijelim baštinu opustošenu.
Again, he is made a covenant for the people.
Ponovno, on je postao savez narodu.
Now, what for?
Za što?
Where did I lost this? This is the verse 8. Verse 8. To establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages.
Na zemlju podignem da nanovo razdijelim baštinu opustošenu.
Brothers and sisters.
Braće i sestre.
There are many places where our feet should step in.
Postoje mnoga mjesta na kojima bi trebali zakoračiti našim.
We sing the song.
Pjevamo pjesmu.
Every promise in the Bible is mine.
Svako obećanje u Bibliji je moje.
Every chapter, every verse, every line, every chapter.
Svako poglavlje, svaki redak, svaki stih.
So all the Bible is our inheritance.
Tako cijela Biblija je naša baština.
And the Bible is not the paper.
I Biblija nije papir.
It's the Holy Spirit.
To je Duh Svet.
That's our Bible.
To je naša Biblija.
The Word Himself.
Sama riječ.
Because Lord said, my words are life and spirit.
Jer Gospod kaže, moje su riječi život i duh.
So what was spoken for through the prophet?
Tako što ono što je bilo rečeno kroz proroka.
The word,
riječ,
which is the spirit and life.
Koja je duh i život.
And that's our life.
I to je naš život.
And that's our place.
I to je naše mjesto.
Because our place is the position in the promised land.
Jer naše mjesto je pozicija u obećanoj zemlji.
Which is the place in holy, our position in Christ, Holy Spirit.
Što je mjesto, naša pozicija u Duhu Svetom.
How do we take it?
Kako mi to uzimamo?
By the covenant.
Po savezu.
What covenant?
Kojem savezu?
Not a paper.
Još neki papir.
Not a list of rules.
Još jedna lista pravila.
Not a list of, you promise yourself something to do, you force into it, no?
No, još jedna lista kad sami sebi obećate što ćete raditi ili se silite na nešto.
But the covenant is the person of Christ himself.
Ali savez je sama osoba Isusa Krista.
He is the main one.
On je glavni.
He is the one that was revealed through the prophet.
On je taj koji je bio otkriven.
That is the covenant.
To je taj
of the Gentile bride.
Poganske nevjeste.
And then she becomes the covenant.
I onda ona postaje taj.
Amen.
Amen.
He is grace for her.
On je njoj milost.
Not just part of him.
Ne samo dio njega.
Him.
Nego on.
And then she becomes the part, the grace for the people.
I onda ona postaje milost za ljude.
So that's another story.
A to je druga priča.
It continues on and on.
I nastavlja se dalje i dalje.
We cannot finish it.
I tu ne možemo završiti.
Do you love the grace of God?
Volite li Božju milost?
We have everything we have by grace.
Sve što imamo, imamo po milost.
No law.
Bez zakona.
No merits.
Bez zasluga.
Nothing.
Bez ničega.
Actually, it's a very simple gospel.
Zapravo, to bilo jednostavno.
But it's so wonderfully deep.
I tako divno, duboko.
And we can go to it every time.
I stalno možemo ulaziti u to.
Amen.
Amen.
So, anything you need, you can stand up now.
Možete ustati sada.
If you have a need tonight.
I ako večeras imate potrebu.
Maybe it's a little thing.
Možda je to mala stvar.
Maybe it's something that you think, oh, is the Lord really interested in this?
I možda je to nešto da što vi mislite, pa zari Gospoda zaista ovako šta interesira.
Brother or sister, don't think like that.
Braće ili sestre, nemojte tako misliti.
If it's even a little thing.
Ako je to čak i mala stvar.
God is interested in little things.
Boga interesiraju male stvari.
When you have a question.
Kad imate pitanje.
Or a need or something, just place it to his hand, to his knees, to his feet.
Ili potrebu ili nešto, samo to doneste pred njegova noge.
You have all the grace that you could just desire to have.
Možete imate svu milost koliko god je možete želiti.
You don't need to wait to have more grace.
Ne morate čekati da imate više milosti.
You have already grace of God.
Već imate Božju milost.
Through Jesus Christ.
Kroz Isusa Krista.
By receiving the word of the hour.
Primajući riječ za ovo vrijeme.
You realize that it was grace that you could believe it.
I shvaćate da je to milost, da ste vi to uopće mogli vjerovati.
Because it's so hard to believe it.
Jer to je tako teško vjerovati.
You see, Lord, I believe it.
I kažete, Gospode, ja to vjerujem.
I don't understand how can I believe it.
I ne razumijem kako to mogu vjerovati.
But I believe it somehow.
A ja to nekako vjerujem.
When I hear it, I rejoice in my heart.
I kad to čujem, veselim se svom srcu.
It's so different than the traditional thinking.
Tako drugačije nego tradicionalno razmišljanje.
But for me it's so fresh and so new.
A za mene je to tako svježe i tako novo.
You know why you are feeling it that way.
Znate zašto se osjećate tako.
Because you are an eagle.
Vi ste orao.
And being an eagle,
i kao orao,
you feed only on fresh kill.
Zanite se samo svježim.
Not on the dead carcass that is rotten.
Ne nekim drugim lešinama koje su strunule.
But we have the fresh food of God.
Nego imamo svježu Božju hranu.
Amen. By grace of God.
Po Božjoj milosti.
Praise the Lord.
Hvala Gospodu.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Let's just pray.
Pomolimo se.
Thank you, dear Lord Jesus.
Hvala ti, dragi Gospode Isuse.
Father, it's such a privilege, Lord, to have your grace that we cannot speak enough about it.
Gospode, takva je privilegija imati tvoju milost o kojoj ne možemo dovoljno govoriti.
We haven't deserved it. We haven't merited it.
Nismo je zaslužili, nismo je stekli svojim zaslugama.
But Father, we receive that grace.
Nego smo primili tu milost.
We don't want to look on ourselves.
I ne želimo gledati na sebe.
Because we were unworthy anyhow.
Tako smo bili nedostojni.
But you made us worthy, Lord.
Ti si nas načinio dostojnima.
Before we became something, we were beloved in your sight.
Prije nego što smo postali nešto, bili smo voljeni.
And it really placed us into Christ Jesus.
U tvojim očima i to nas je postavilo u Krista Isusa.
Because he's the one that loved us.
Jer on je
before the foundation of the world.
Taj koji nas je ljubio prije postanka svijeta.
And we thank you, Lord, that our religion comes not only 2000 years ago.
I mi ti zahvaljujemo što naša religija se ne vraća samo na 2000 godina prije.
But the origin of our religion is from the before the foundation of the world.
Nego izvor naše religije je od prije postanka svijeta.
Before the time ever was.
Prije nego što je bilo i vremena.
So we were already in eternity.
Tako bili smo već u vječnosti.
That's why we cannot fall out from eternity.
Zato ne možemo ispasti iz vječnosti.
Father, that makes us humble.
I Oče, to nas čini poniznima.
That makes us thankful.
I čini nas zahvalnima.
That makes us that we receive every word you say.
I to je čini da primimo svaku riječ koju si ti rekao.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Hvala ti, Gospode Isuse, za vjeru koja je jednom bila dana svetima.
Father, I pray that you would bless richly your people, your children here.
Molim te da blagosloviš obilno svoju djecu, svoje ljude ovdje.
May you bless my brothers and sisters here in Rijeka, Lord.
Neka bi blagoslovio moju braću i sestru ovdje u Rijeci.
Thank you for every one of them.
Hvala ti za svakog od njih.
Thank you for the work that you started in them already.
Hvala ti za djelo koje si već počeo u njima.
And you are the faithful one to finish that work that you started.
I ti si taj vjerni da dovršiš to djelo koje si ti počeo.
May you bless them richly, Lord.
Neka bi obilno blagoslovio, Gospode.
May you give them what they need.
Neka bi im dao ono što
fulfill every need they have.
Ispuni svaku potrebu koju imaju.
Whether it's physical or spiritual.
Bilo da je fizička ili duhovna.
May you grant it to them.
Neka bi im to podario.
Place those words, your words in their hearts, Lord.
Gospode, postavi te riječi u njihova srca.
May we just go from this place rejoicing that you spoke to us, Lord.
Gospode, neka bi otišli odavde veseleći se da si nam govorio.
Father, help us, Lord.
Oče, pomozi nam.
Help us, Gospode, to serve you better, Lord.
Da ti služimo bolje, Gospode.
Help us to be more thankful for what you've done for us, Lord.
I da budemo zahvalni za ono što si ti učinio za nas, Gospode.
Let us serve you in the Spirit of God.
Neka bi ti služili u Duhu Božjem.
Let us be blessing for the others, Lord.
I neka bi bili blagoslov drugima.
That's what we are here for.
I radi toga smo mi ovdje, Gospode.
Just to be blessing for one another.
Da budemo blagoslov jedni drugima.
To glorify you, Lord Jesus.
Da slavimo tebe, Gospode Isuse.
We love you, Lord.
Mi te volimo, Gospode.
Bless us.
Blagoslovi nas.
Meet us again when we meet, Lord.
Ti sretni nas ponovno kad se sretnemo.
And go with us, Father. You will go, Lord.
I idi s nama, Gospode.
Because you never leave us.
Jer nas nikad nećeš napustiti.
You are in us, Lord Jesus.
Ti si u nama, Gospode Isuse.
Thank you for it.
Hvala ti za to.
In Jesus Christ's name.
U ime Isusa Krista.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Sing, I love him because he first loves me.
Otpjevamo, ja ga ljubim jer on prije mene ljubio.
And purchased my salvation on Calvary Street.
I platio moje spasenje na Golgoti.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.